This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. It's Tech Thursday and it's the last Thursday of the month, so I'm joined by Victor Yap from Amans.net.
Hello.
Victor, so we are rounding up the month of August and you've been a very busy man.
Quite busy.
This one was quite busy for you. And we have to start with the biggest event that happened in the month of August, the Intel Developer Forum, IDF.
That happened last week, actually.
Last week, yes. And that happened in San Francisco, am I right?
Yeah.
And you were there.
Correct. Long journey, but yeah, I was there.
Long journey. How long did it actually take you to fly all the way from
there? To San Francisco, about 28 hours. Yeah, coming back about 23 hours.
Wow, okay. Yeah. Now, we're not going to talk about the journey to San Francisco, but we're going to talk about what happened in IDF.
Okay.
So, I understand there were a lot of Internet of Things showcases.
Yeah.
There were a lot of questions that Intel were asking us, you know, as in like, what will we develop using technologies?
Correct.
Tell us about this whole event. What is IDF? Well, and What goes on into what was this year's theme?
Well, basically, IDF is a annual forum that they do every year with developers. And this year when I went there, I was expecting to see the new CPU, the Skylake. Yeah, but that wasn't shown.
Okay.
Only beyond what they was released before at Gamescom. So at IDF, they will focus more on things like IoT, Internet of Things, on security, on what you can do with their CPUs, the system on chips like Edison, Galileo, Sophia.
These are small as like a button. And stuff
correct. Right? And even Curie. So at the keynote, the first keynote with Brian Krzanich, the CEO of Intel, he was talking about how things are changing now and what can we expect in the coming months and years with the new technologies like connected devices, connected cars. Wireless charging.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they had something with drones. Because I remember they launched, they were showing something in another conference early this year. I think it was Mobile World Congress, I think. They were showing some drones. Intel. Did they show anything?
They didn't show they didn't show any drone equipped with Intel RealSense. That's the 3D camera that they introduced. But they did show off the spiders. The spiders that Krzanich actually used at CES, Consumer Electronics Show. And he controlled them with his hand waving because he's wearing a band, right? So this time around, he did more of the hand waving thing. And he surprised all of us because not were they just the small spiders. Mm. There was the big black spider as well. And seconds later, a huge one, like 6 feet, came out of nowhere. From behind the stage. It's a cute little thing. It's not exactly a monster.
Because like a lot of people who have phobia of spiders would scream and run out.
That's right. So this thing came out and we were like, whoa, what is this 6 foot spider-like robot on wheels rolling out? And the first thing we noticed was not how angry it looked. It looked very cute because of the eyes and everything, right?
Nice.
Yeah, so interacted with Krzanich on stage and then he explained about this is the future where it's automated, where the spiders could actually recognize him because they were using the Intel RealSense technology, and with his wireless band he can actually interact with them. Vice versa. It's pretty interesting.
Anything else besides the RealSense? Anything? Because I saw like on your website you had a lot of posts.
And there's still more coming actually.
Oh my god.
So what happened was the most of the posts you see right now, you saw, were actually just on one keynote. That was from the CEO's keynote. Yeah. Mm. So
they really make you work, huh?
Yeah. It was very interesting, right? The story. So I mean, the biggest highlight he had was there was two highlights. One was the RealSense. So he talked about drones carrying it, and then he showed off the phone that had 3D imaging and so on. But what he introduced to us was this is still on part one. He showed us the robot waiter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and a mirror. So the robot
mirror,
first, yeah, mirror.
Okay.
First was the robot waiter.
Okay.
Robot,
let's talk about the robot.
Yeah,
waiter.
The robot waiter basically is a little 3 feet high metal cylinder on wheels.
Okay.
And it is equipped with wireless tech and the RealSense. It can tell where exactly it's going because of the recent technology. It can detect obstacles, humans in the way, and you move around it.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's commanded by a console from the concierge or wherever, right?
Mm-hmm.
To go to the room and deliver the food or whatever, right? So when you reach the room, you ring your doorbell.
Oh.
And you open the door and say, I'm here to deliver your bottle of water. Take it up, right? Yeah. And instead of tipping it, it asks you to rate it. Yeah. So is my performance good? Like, yeah. And you press 5 stars. Then you show that it's happy that it had 5 stars.
Oh, that's so cute.
Then it walks. Then it drives off. You know.
Yeah. That's so cute.
Yeah. That's the robot.
It would just make me simply do room service a lot more and pay a lot more to see a robot just
go
coming
do that,
in.
Right? Yeah. It reminds me a bit of the Jetsons.
Very smart. Yeah. Yeah.
Then the second thing is a mirror. The mirror also uses more real sense than wireless, because what it does is you pick a piece of clothes from the rack and you put it on, right? Then the mirror will actually snap image of you and it'll tell you, okay, we in our catalog we have this many colors and slightly variation of designs. You can actually virtually click and choose what you want to see without having have to go out and change and then check again. Yeah, yeah.
This, wow, that's interesting. Yeah,
yeah. So that's something that Intel's pushing for, real sense technology. Then the second thing that I want to mention after that was the gaming. With real sense, right? You can actually, you know how you do those stream casting of like World of Warcraft or Hearthstone, and you have that guy's head at the bottom right or top left, right? Mm-hmm. That's the player. And you have this ugly background behind him, right? And Twitch has this green screen thing going.
Correct.
But with Intel RealSense, and they're working with Razer technology, Razer for this, the gaming computer brand. This camera that they created together will filter out everything behind you. It is you only, because RealSense detects you and your depth, right? So
don't need for green screens all that stuff.
Yeah, and then also let's say. Suddenly, you jump into my camera, right? And behind me, and you're doing photobombing, it will not detect you.
It will not detect
you. Yeah. Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
So the theme this year was developed by you.
Correct.
And they were asking people at every...
At the end of the keynote, what will you develop? So they're actually encouraging and putting messages in the people's minds, basically, to look, we have all these things. What can you do with it?
Yeah. Because we've not really seen much evolution, you know. They've got smartwatches and drones and all.
Correct.
But I think they are now, I think it's clever that, you know, they do a developer conference like this, a developer forum.
Yeah.
And then they're asking you the question, what are you going to develop? I think that's just very smart.
Yeah, it's insane. I've seen a lot, and I really can't recall everything right now.
I'm sure.
Yeah, but at the end of the conference, right, they had the last panel by Genevieve Bell. She's a futurist for Intel.
Wow.
Yeah. Actually, she's also the chief strategic officer for the relations and government relations and so on, right? Public relations. So what happened was she talked about what's going to happen in the coming future. Yeah, she break down the thing by history. First, there was Henry Ford, then there's Marie Curie and so on, right? And then with what we have now, it could be you doing more things for humankind.
You know, I'm very sure they have a time traveling machine somewhere.
Oh,
in their
I wish.
And then
so cool.
They just, you know, probably traveled 5 years ahead in the future, and then they come back and you know, hint us like, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna
correct,
do?
Correct, correct. So. And it's just mind blowing because I must add this one line. Intel is not just CPUs anymore.
Oh yeah.
Just from this conference. Why? Because of two things. One, they're moving to 5G. 5G is, we're still in 4G, we're still expanding in Malaysia, right? But in 5G, Intel is saying they're not just going to put chips in the machines and, okay, we can connect. They're going to work at the back end. They're looking at infrastructure. So they're going to empower guys like Huawei and ZTE with their technologies. And lastly, this is quite important. Usually, Intel will bring up VIPs on stage, right? But this VIP showed up and it surprised all of us. Mark Burnett, you remember him?
Oh,
yeah.
He was the
Survivor.
He's the producer.
Correct, of Survivor, Apprentice, and so on, and even Shark Tank.
Mm-hmm.
So
what was he on stage for?
He was there to announce a collaboration between Turner Networks, his brand, and Intel to create this America's Greatest Maker. It's a reality TV pushing makers to go in and then win that cash prize.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, all right.
So it's actually driving innovation again further.
Very clever.
Yes.
All right, we'll take a short break, and when we come back in just a moment, we'll talk about Samsung, we'll talk about Asus, and then we'll give out a bit of shout-outs as
yes,
well.
Yes, yes, that's right.
All right, I'm with Victor Yap from amans.net. We'll be right back, BFM 89.9.
Build financial mountains. BFM 89.9.
And we're back. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with Victor Yap from amans.net. And early on, we spoke about your experiences in Intel Developer Forum 2015 in San Francisco.
That's right.
Now, moving along, also in the month of August, Samsung launched the Galaxy Note 5 and also the S6 Edge Plus.
What a mouthful.
That
right?
is a mouthful. Yeah. Two flagship devices, same specs, but
same specs, different design.
Different design, yeah. You know. And it'll be launching in Malaysia
next week.
Next week, yes. September 3rd.
That's right, right? That's right.
So,
that's
right. So what about these devices?
It's quite, of course, it's a flagship, it's quite high end.
Pricey.
Pricey is correct. You'll get to that shortly. But what an amazing thing is that about the Note 5, from what I've seen in on videos, is that it doesn't adhere to the previous generation's design. Mm-hmm. It's more of an S6 design now, more metal,
more
glass,
correct.
Right? Mm. But I feel that this is the perfect size. Mm. For me, at least, it's 5.5 inches, 5.7.
You've held the phone before?
No.
Okay,
but I had devices of that size.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. And the one outstanding thing about it is the S Pen. Uh-huh. It's no longer just a simple writing device. It has a clicker now. Mm. So it feels like a real pen.
Nice.
And you can actually write notes on it without turning on the screen.
You know, I saw that review on The Verge. And they were showing how you can actually now just... I think it wasn't The Verge. It was Marcus Brownlee, MKBHD.
Oh, yes.
And he did, he just took out the stylus and he said the only thing that he liked about this phone is that you can actually write notes even when the screen is turned
off. Yeah, it's like a notepad, man.
And I thought, oh my god, that is so great. Like, you know, imagine if someone is just telling you, like, okay, you know, your reference number is this. You could just take out your phone, take out the stylus, start writing it down immediately, right?
I think that
for me is the key selling feature. I would buy the phone just for that feature.
But actually, right, you also, there was a problem because of the clicker, right?
Yeah.
People have forgotten that they cannot, they can no longer reverse slot in the S Pen. That'd be very
careful.
And if
you do that, it's going to damage the phone.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, so be more careful now with your very pricey phone.
Yeah.
It has been announced by Samsung Malaysia that the price for the devices next week's launch, $2,699 for the Note 5.
Okay. And then S6
Edge
Plus
$3,099.
Ooh.
This is inclusive GST, so you know.
Okay, alright. Yeah. It's time to sell one of my kidneys at the moment.
Actually, you don't have to. I mean, Maxis just announced their Zevolution.
Right, so let's talk about Maxis, right? They've been busy since they got their new CEO.
Yeah,
and
correct.
They've got that postpaid plan and prepaid plan with free data. And
now
they come up with this Maxis Zevolution. Which is, so tell me about this thing. I understand is that you pay a fee and every year you can get a new phone.
Correct. You're about right, because what happened is you pay a divided sum for the device. So 24 months, example like the S6 Edge or maybe the iPhone 6 Plus, a couple of thousand ringgit, right? Divided by 24 months, you get that. You get the total amount, that much you pay. On top of that, you pay about 15 to 20 ringgit for the insurance, which you can claim a new phone from Maxis, provided you go to them in 48 hours of the damage. And on top of that, you also get you need to pay 30 ringgit every month in that time in the 24 months. Mm-hmm. Why? Because within the first year, after 12 months, month 13 or month 14, a new device pops up.
Correct.
And you like it. You can walk to the store, because you've been paying 30 ringgit every month before that. You can change the phone, provided the phone is not extremely damaged.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's very clever.
Correct. But there were some questions like, okay, so what happened if I don't want to change? I change on year 3 instead. Well, I spoke to Maxis. They said, you forfeit your year 1's 360 ringgit. But you still continue paying year 2, right? Mm. So when you finish the phone payment, which is 2 years, the phone's yours. But let's say you want to change within that 2 years or slightly after 2 years, you can, because you've still been paying that 30 ringgit a month. So you walk to the store and just change it.
As long as you pay the fee, you are able to change the phone.
Yeah, correct. But bear in mind, Zevolution does not include the bundle data plan.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So it's on top of your bill, right?
Correct.
If your bill is 138 or 158.
Yeah, plus your 150 plus that you're getting already for the device. So it's 300 ringgit a month. So people might go like, whoa, pricey, right? Mm-hmm. But really depends on what you're getting.
Yeah, I mean, if you buy a phone that's, you know, without a contract, which is about 3,000 ringgit, yeah, and then you pay monthly about, you know, 150 ringgit for your phone
and
bill.
And your phone bill is 150 plus.
Yeah, so, well, I mean, when you calculate it, I guess it makes sense, because then at least you don't have the feeling of, oh my God, I need to spend another 3,000 ringgit, yeah, you know, next year when they launch the, you know, iPhone 7 or, you know, the Galaxy S7.
Correct.
Edge Plus.
Provided,
minus.
Again, your phone is not extremely damaged.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Scuffing is fine. But if cracked glass,
oh no,
you have to pay a top up fee to get the new phone. And I'm like, wow, that's how they make money, right?
Yeah, so yeah. I mean, if it's damaged really badly, use the insurance, try to claim a new one, and then, you know, I'm sure you know, people would find ways to, you know, try.
Correct.
Hopefully Maxis have got it
sorted. The insurance also includes stolen phones,
which is good, right? Because it happens a lot. I lost, I think, 2 smartphones so far.
Wow.
And it's not me neglecting it and all that. It's just someone pickpocket me with the phone. So.
Dang.
Yeah, yeah, I know. It's crazy. Not in Malaysia, though. Thank God.
Okay.
Not in
okay.
Malaysia.
Okay.
Now, speaking of devices and all, Asus, they revamped their devices, the entire tablet line with a new range.
Previously known as phone pad and pad phone. No, it was very simple. Phone pad is just a tablet.
Yeah.
Pad phone is basically a smartphone you can dock into
with
a screen.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So they've kind of, well, they didn't officially announce it, but they've kind of revamped both platforms and made it into one new family,
which is called
the Zen Pad.
Zen Pad. Yeah. All right. Okay.
So last week we had a media preview of the Zen Pad, and yesterday itself was the consumer launch of the Zen Pad 7, 7-inch device in Intel Atom quad core CPU. Pretty decent, quite speedy, actually, and it lasts close to a day.
And the price for this is the low in the.
No, it's not actually. It's about 749.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not
that
mid range. Yeah, mid range, correct. It's mid range device.
But they also got the Zen Pad, the 8, the 9.
That was not out yet.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
those will come out in subsequent months. Currently in Malaysia, there's 7. And the C7, Zen Pad C7.
And
that's the lower range. That's in the 440 plus.
Oh, that's cheap.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
The wonderful thing about the both devices is that they're not too small and not too big. They're quite slim. Mm. So you can put it in the back pocket if you have a big enough of a pocket and don't mind that stress. Yeah. Yeah. The interesting thing, the difference between the two, of course, is the Zen Pad 7, not the C, you can change the case. You can change the back cover so you can have a smooth cover, a rough cover. Or other accessories include like the battery pack, so you actually extend the power by 16 hours, or a speaker unit where you can actually dock it in, right? And when you open it up, you can have a stereo surround.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Now, just going back to the pocket, if someone has a 7-inch size pocket or a pocket that can fit a 7-inch tablet, I think they have a styling problem.
Really? I have friends who do that, you know.
No, they got a styling problem.
Okay.
Ask them come and see me.
Okay, I will. Yeah.
Now, the shout-outs, though. So the Zen Pad, they're doing a roadshow?
Yeah. Yesterday's launch, the consumer launch, also had a roadshow in Mid-Valley, which is ongoing until the weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Check that out.
Yeah.
All right.
This roadshow actually has another device coming out. And it was leaked, purposely leaked by ASUS themselves. Come week this weekend, there'll be a selfie contest for selfie, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're guessing it will be the ASUS Zenfone selfie.
Yeah.
So that's one. Then another thing is KL Converge.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's happening now.
Yep.
It's basically a conference with superstar cast, people from Hollywood, from the music scene, from the creative scene. And for what I've been reading is the organizers managed to secure the producers behind the VFX for the Matrix trilogy, and I don't remember the other one. But yeah,
I'm interviewing the guy who's the YouTube magician.
Oh yes,
Marco Tempest.
Yeah, he does signs and magic
on YouTube. So you can go and check it out. I'm interviewing him tomorrow.
Okay,
so do stay tuned for that interview.
Yeah,
which should be quite cool.
Of course, local, there's Joe Frizzlow.
Of course,
he's speaking at the conference about how music is changing with YouTube and all that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All
then,
right.
Then
DG Challenge for Change as well, right?
Yeah, that's happening at KL Converge. Yeah. So
very smart.
People who have actually signed up for it will be pitching live to a panel of judges their ideas, which would then be converted in the coming months mm-hmm. to be commercialized concepts. And they have to pitch it again
yeah.
to win the prize. All
right, yeah. And then I think they travel to Telenor and do a digital conference.
That's the winner, yeah, correct. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That'll be the
I went for that one in oh. 2 years ago, I think.
Okay. Yeah,
so
okay.
It's been a while. It's been yeah. a while. All right. That's all the time we have for the wrap-up. Victor, thank you very much.
Thanks again.
And I guess, you know, anyone who listens to this and was wondering, you know, want to know more information, they can go onto the site. Amans.net. Yeah. It is the website for you to get all that information. You can also stream the podcast of this show on that site, because you will be posting up links
correct,
on that
correct.
Article. So do check that out. My name is Jeff Sandhu. This has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.